2023. I have 9:01 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none.
I think we all
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think we all need to be in mind and remember Israel in this time and be thankful that it's not on our soil right now.
First order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 473361 through 473429, warrants 8239 through 8241. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 2nd and October 6th. And then one executive session minutes for October the 2nd. All of those are for 2023.
Any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Move to approve regular session minutes for October 2nd and October 6th, 2023. Second. And executive session minutes October 2nd, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is an MOU between the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks and Taney County, Missouri Sheriff's Office, file number 23-126, Sheriff. In front of us we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Commission.
With this agreement, Sheriff, this is one that has been in place for multiple years. Is that the way I understand that?
Yes, sir.
And this is for intergovernmental or memorandum of understanding for them being able to come out and help us since they are inside the county.
Yes, sir. Basically, we have law enforcement powers, you know, anywhere within the county. So we can assist them or we can assist a municipality that's within our jurisdiction without an agreement. But if we request assistance from them outside of their jurisdiction, there needs to be an MOU in place so that they're covered as far as liability. If they get outside of their jurisdiction and get into something, they need to have that MOU to be covered.
Do you foresee, or I know that's probably not a fair question, but an instance where this might take place, where this is necessary, or...
I hate to say one way or the other, but I mean it's probably pretty slim that we would request them because they actually lie within the city limits of Branson. So if there was something very close and law enforcement assistance was requested from them, it would probably be by the city of Branson, I would guess. We have within maybe a quarter, half mile, some stuff that's outside of the city that's in the county, you know, but I I don't know that we would really need their assistance. I guess the one thing that comes to mind would be if they had somebody in their facility that left that they were dealing with that was causing an issue, and they followed them outside. And, you know, they took off up the road on foot or something, and they followed them. It may lead them out into the county. But I'd say the chances of us actually utilizing this are pretty slim.
But there is a possibility of needing it.
There is a possibility,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Have none.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, Veterans Health Care System of the Ozarks, and Taney County, Missouri Sheriff's Office.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Next order of business, we have a letter of representation for KPM, CPAs, and advisors, file number 23-129A for auditor. We're in front of us, we have auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. This document is from our independent auditors, KPM, for the single audit that they have done for the previous year, 2023, and I have, or sorry, 2022, and I have reviewed the information and the numbers that are were put together.
Okay.
I see everything is accurate, the information that I provided.
Go ahead. No, we have a representation letter that has the things that we would agree to, saying that we have fulfilled all of those guidelines, and you've had a chance to review it. I've reviewed that.
I guess my main question to both the auditor and the presiding commissioner is that the representations in the letter are true and accurate to the best of your knowledge as of September 20th, 2023?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're giving us the clean audit. They can only rely upon information that's been given to them, and that's where you come in.
Correct.
You've seen
all the information that is going to be presented for the final audit is in referencing to the information that was presented, all the expenditures and revenues that were presented
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 4th, 2023, that approves the letter as the form.
Move to approve the letter of representation to KPM CPAs and advisors as presented.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Does it go without say that can the presiding commissioner sign it?
Yeah, it is single signature for myself and the Taney County Auditor, since we are the ones.
Yes, the title and labeled as Taney County Presiding Commissioner on the form.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Next, we have an agreement for a 2024 half-ton crew cab 4x4 pickup truck, one or more, file number 23-130, Road and Bridge. In front of us, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You going to talk like you're from Boston now? Or?
No.
Okay, just wondering. I got like a little Mark Wahlberg sense from you, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
Tells how much you like New York.
Not very much.
Not okay.
It was neat to go there,
but you like Boston.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
I don't have any. This is one that
we awarded last week.
Awarded last week, yeah. In a previous meeting.
Move to approve the agreement for 2024 half-ton crew cab 4x4 pickup truck, one or more, buying between Taney County and Pinneger Chevrolet Buick GMC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business we have is Department of Army, license, Table Rock Lake, Taney County, Missouri. be under file number, Taney County, Missouri, number DACW03-3-23-23402, file number 23-128, Roden Bridge. Devin, this is a turnaround over on turnaround in a parking area. Is that correct?
Is it the outgranted road easement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would be for a turnaround at the end of one of our roads for an outgranted easement, which I'm pretty sure they put down for 5 years, but they would be willing to renew that every 5 years. And we had multiple outgranted roads throughout the county. And as far as the wage order and all that they put in there, we do the work. You know, we have to comply with the wage order if we have any kind of a contractor.
Which their wage order was very minimal. It was $10.10. So.
Is this the one that we've been working with Congressman Burleson on? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't. You don't foresee any issues with it, Devin?
I do.
Okay.
Move to approve the license by and between the Secretary of the Army, Department of the Army of the United States, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That will, once it makes its round, I'll be getting a letter from them, a letter of approval, before we can actually do any work on it. So that may take some time to get dealing with them. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, just to let Congressman Burleson know that it's back in their hands, and I'm sure he'll help push.
Yep. All right.
Our next order of business is equipment and software maintenance agreement, file number 23-125, commission. This is with Pitney Bowes for our new mailing machine. We do have a letter attached to this prepared by our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 5th, 2023, approving to the agreement as to form.
Any questions? Move to approve the agreement for equipment and software maintenance by and between Taney County and Pitney Bowes Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Back up, we have our auditor, Mr. Clark. Our next order of business is monthly budget report.
I want to present the monthly budget report for the end of September. The General County Fund, GCR, ended at $12,090,358. The Road and Bridge Cart Fund ended at $2,481,320. And the Road and Bridge Trust Fund ended at $16,471,143. The Transfer Station Fund is at $1,915,990. Law Enforcement Tax ended September at $7,814,343. And the Sewer Fund is at $16,866,074. And that's the major funds of the county.
Okay. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Moving down, we have the University of Missouri Extension Update. Ms. Amber Allen and
Crystal.
I'm going to get them remembered one way or another.
You got it. Good morning. I'm Amber Allen. I'm the Human Development and Family Science Field Specialist from the Southwest Regional University.